堂听 class.com
Lesson 7, Using Intonation and Stress for Communication. If you haven't reviewed the earlier tapes for a while, it might be a good idea for you to go back through Lesson 1 in Course Number 1, the first cassette in this series, before you work with this lesson. Pay particular attention to the exercise where you speak some of the sentences in your original language or in your heaviest accent to help you determine which words are important and which words to stress with jump-up, step-down intonation. In fact, in a few minutes, we'll be going back to the very passage that we used in that exercise. Okay. As I'm sure you know, it's not enough for you to use intonation and correct syllable stress when you're working with this tape and manual. To be of any value, you must begin carrying it over into real-life conversation. Here are several suggestions. Some of these may sound pretty familiar. First, when you are doing the sentences from the tape and the manual, or when you're trying it in the real world, you must feel that you are exaggerating the intonation. That's why I actually do exaggerate on the tape. But remember, you will feel like you're exaggerating long before your intonation is even noticeable. So really make it feel like you're going too far. Okay, to implement this, here are a few drill sentences that you'll find in Lesson 7 of the manual. I'm going to exaggerate even more than usual on the jumps and steps. You do the same. Repeat them after me. I haven't been to a baseball game in an eternity. I'd consider it an honor if you'd come to the game with me. I hesitated just before making the decision. The incriminating evidence was overwhelming. Or it was overwhelming. Is it appropriate to wear jeans to the restaurant? Okay, here's the second suggestion for carrying intonation into real conversation. Use the pitch jumps and the downward steps as tools of communication. Imagine that the people listening to you won't understand you, or they won't do what you want them to unless you send them the ideas on these pitch jumps and downward moving steps. So let's do the same sentences once again. This time, really visualize saying these things to a real person for a real reason, and use the pitch changes to help you do that. I haven't been to a baseball game in an eternity. I'd consider it an honor if you'd come to the game with me. I hesitated just before making the decision. Wow, the incriminating evidence was overwhelming. Tell me, is it appropriate to wear jeans to the restaurant? And now, we're going to end up by repeating a passage that we did way back at the beginning of the course. Try to apply everything that we've done on this tape, and on all of the previous tapes for that matter. One thing before we start, though. We've talked a lot about where you should jump up in pitch. Let's review a few quick guidelines on where we usually do not jump up in pitch in American English. First, remember that you usually should not jump and stress the personal pronouns. I, he, she, me, we, him, her. Oh, certainly there are special times when you will still stress one of those words for a specific reason. Like if you're saying, don't give it to me, give it to her. But most of the time in this language, those personal pronouns just don't get very much stress. I'll do it tomorrow. Give it to me. Then go away. Also, please review Lesson 4 on the first side of this tape. Remember all of those little throwaway words, especially the conjunctions and prepositions, words like to, for, at, from, and, or? Well, again, You will hardly ever begin intonation by jumping and stressing one of those words, unless, of course, there is some special reason for doing it. Okay, let's have a go at this final drill passage. I'll do it one sentence at a time. Really use the jumps and steps to communicate your ideas. I'd like to welcome all of you to this meeting. I'll begin by introducing myself to you. My name is David Alan Stern, and I've been president of this company for the last 10 years. I've seen a lot of changes in that time. Yes, we've certainly made a great deal of progress. But there's still a lot more to do if we're going to continue to grow. Starting next week, we'll begin a brand new project. Although our goals are new, we'll still need the same dedication and the same hard work you have already shown us. I hope that the next 10 years of progress make the last 10 seem small in comparison. Now, for my parting shot, I'll do that passage one more time, straight through. Please follow along and listen for the way I use the intonation and the syllable stress. Also notice that I never jump to exactly the same pitch on two consecutive intonations. Yes, keep doing jump up and step down, but realize that there are many different notes to which you can jump. Okay, here we go. I'd like to welcome you all to this meeting. I'll begin by introducing myself to you. My name is David Alan Stern, and I've been president of this company for the last 10 years. I've seen a lot of changes in that time. Yes, we've certainly made a great deal of progress. But there's still a lot more to do if we're going to continue to grow. So starting next week, we will begin a brand new project. Although our goals are new, we still need the same dedication and the same hard work that you have already shown. I hope that the next 10 years of progress will make the last 10 seem small in comparison. Well, that's it. I'm sure you realize that you can't learn everything on these 3 tapes just by playing them through and listening to them every once in a while. There's a lot of ongoing work and practice involved. But you can do that. And you can take the risks of really using not only the new words of your new language, not only the new pronunciations of your new language, but the entire sound and style of American English.